This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
That's right, Mark back from being banned. I'm just too outrageous for Japan.
Yeah.
What was the terminology? Denied entry. I was denied entry to the Tokyo Narita Airport, I think is what it was called, something like that. That'll give people some idea. But... Ian and I, the main co-host, Ian, Chris, he and I headed out a couple days ago. I guess it's been about 48 hours, a little more than 48 hours since then. And we headed out to go to Japan to hang out at the Bitcoin.com studios for a week, do some shows, and basically, see what's going on. Visit Tokyo. Visit Roger Ver, visit the Bitcoin.com studios, more or less. And he really didn't think much of it. Just heading on over, got our tickets, paid an outrageous sum to travel from Boston Airport to this Tokyo Airport. And it took forever. We ended up, ours was actually quite short. We went to Minneapolis, and there was a straight flight from Minneapolis over to
What was the overall
Tokyo.
Time that it took you?
And I would guess,
was it a direct flight or was it?
I think it was like 13 or 14 hours in the air.
Wow, was that direct or was it?
No, it was Boston to Minneapolis and then Minneapolis to Tokyo.
Okay, and coming back, it was additional or no?
Yes, coming back. Well, let me get to that.
Okay.
So we go over there. It wasn't so bad. Delta took very good care of us on this international flight. Usually on a domestic flight, you don't get anything. On, any airline that you're on. But they were ready for us there in Minneapolis. They had little slippers and blankets and pillows and eye covers and headphones and everything we could have needed. We were in pretty good shape. I mean, it's not like we were spacious or anything. We were back in the back with steerage with the rats, and everybody who didn't want to pay anything more than $2,000 or whatever it was to go to Tokyo. And... We headed on over, and it was nice for what it was. I can't say anything bad about Delta this entire flight. They took good care of me the whole way, and they should. They're mainline airline. So we show up, it's a nice airport, walking through. There's this tremendous line that is being handled very expeditiously by a bunch of, bureaucrats, Japanese bureaucrats, right? And they're doing a fine job. We're going through the line, and there's lots and lots of people in this room. I don't want to over-exaggerate, but I'll bet there's 1,000 people in this line. And we, get our little time up, and the bureaucrat, takes a little look, gives me a red check, and says, I got to go to a different spot. So they, call somebody over. They take me to a waiting room that looks pretty scary. I'm like, oh, yeah. This is the room you go to before you go to jail. And I had some reservation about my criminal background being somehow caught, but I'm like, they're never going to find a 30-year-old conviction. I'm 48, and this stuff happened when I was 17. I was a juvenile at the time. It's 30 years ago. It's a foreign country. What are the chances that they've got this information?
Oh, that's interesting. So here's a question. Were you charged as a juvenile?
No, I was charged as a youthful offender. So
is there a difference?
Yeah, youthful offender is a classification of adult.
Okay.
But
So it gets reported in some sort of system then? Is that...
presumably.
Because usually people think of under 18, it would be sealed after it was...
Right. That was my understanding, that it was going to be sealed and not available for people to see. But at this point, Japan certainly proved me wrong on this. They had some kind of information. I don't know where they got it or how.
Interesting.
But there is a computer system out there that will report that you have a charge, even if that charge came from under 18. But I was not a juvenile. You know, the courts determined I was an adult and a youthful offender as a result. But it's kind of strange. If you can, like they say, your juvenile can be charged as an adult because they committed an adult crime. But can an adult commit a juvenile crime? I mean, why do we have the classification of juvenile if the presumption is that juveniles' minds aren't entirely developed and therefore they're not as responsible as an adult or whatever?
It begs the question because brains are developing up until 28, you know, roughly. So if that's the case, and if they keep increasing the, say, driving age and everything else, and they keep using that same argument, why are we charging people who are under 28? Why are we charging them as adults?
Right. The United States Supreme Court had to tell Florida they couldn't execute 12-year-olds. But
yeah,
they want to not give people licenses until they're 18.
What? It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
I think there's a better argument against, you know, charging, you know, people under 28 with adult crimes, and I'll put that in quotes, then there is an argument for preventing people who are younger from driving, because you have the skills to drive at a young age, a fairly young age anyway, you know, 12, 13, you're going to have the skills, you're going to be developed enough where you can reach the pedals, etc. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to make all the best decisions, but it doesn't mean you're not incapable of learning to drive. And mostly driving accidents are a result of people not doing what they should. It's not a incapability of driving issue or a learning issue.
Yeah, I probably I got an accident when I was below the age of 18, and it was probably because I wasn't paying good enough attention. I probably should have been, but no, that's me. Anyway, so I end up in this room, and then Ian follows me close behind. Both of us sent off into the one of these little waiting rooms in hell kind of thing. They're not very nice places, and there's other people in there, and they're not looking so hot either. And we sit in there for probably 15 minutes. The bureaucrats basically don't give you any eye contact. They just come in and out. They're talking to different people, that kind of thing. At some point or another, somebody comes in and gets me. I've got my phone. I'm texting back and forth, telling people, hey, looks like there's going to be a problem of some sort. I don't know how long this is going to be or whatever. And the bureaucrat comes and gets me, takes me off into a little room to sit down in front of a guy with a badge. And the guy with the badge then draws up, you know, it's got a little one of those speakerphone things, and I've got a translator. So they begin asking questions, and it has to go from one to the other and then back.
Now, is this a human translator or like a device?
It's a human.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm not sure that his English was that great, but we went back and forth, and basically they determined, you know, first thing I said is, you know, they asked about some other parts of the paperwork just to kind of get me kind of warmed up. And then at some point or another, they ask about the charge. And I'm like, well, yes, but I don't have to answer because I was charged, you know, as a youthful offender and blah, blah, blah. And I just kind of laid that out. And so he just kept asking questions. And at some point or another, basically said, well, sorry, any charge where you do more than 1 year in prison, it doesn't matter whether you've been, you know, released by order of the Florida Supreme Court. It doesn't matter if your record's expunged because of youthful offender status. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're just going to have to leave. Sorry. And he said, but since you're such a nice guy, instead of deporting you, I'm only going to deny you entry, which apparently is somehow legally better. And, you know, what am I going to do? Basically, I mean, my options are nil. I can keep saying things, or I can say, all right, man. And he's like, and you've lived a very good life up to this point, so good for you. And I'm like, whatever helps you sleep at night. That's where I ended up with.
He's like forgiving you for right. something. That right. seems ridiculous and kind of disturbing.
This is the part about it that is so painful for me, so disturbing, is that in this moment, I was reduced to basically being a convict again. That the only thing about me, I'm a firefighter. I'm a politician. I'm a nationally syndicated talk show host. I've done, you know, all these achievements that I've had in my life are completely meaningless to this little bureaucrat with his little badge. That the only thing that is important is that I leave the country because 30 years ago, mistakes happened, and I did things that I shouldn't have. I was in places that I shouldn't have been. And, you know, absolutely. But, you know, like the jurisdiction of the court and the disposition, how I pled, none of that stuff mattered. You gotta leave. And that's just so ridiculous. I was really left just feeling unheard by the whole thing.
I wonder if it would have made any difference if you had, you know, said no to their question.
Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It is Mark with you.
And Chris.
I want to tell you about Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a place for libertarians to go and find other libertarians who have businesses or throwing events and things like that. It's a page for us. If you believe in the non-aggression principle, that is that you reject the initiation of force against those against other people, and you agreed to abide by the non-aggression principle, then liberty.menu is for you. Go check it out, liberty.menu. Talking about how I got kicked out of Canada, or I'm sorry,
Canada.
That too. That's
did that happen
too.
As well?
That has happened. Yeah, long ago.
Okay.
Canada, I wasn't. What, Japan was much better about it than Canada was. Canada threw me into a jail for a night, and then,
really,
yeah, had a proceeding and threw me out.
Wow.
Japan just denied me entry, put me on a plane. By the way, really expeditious. I was back on a plane probably after being told no, that you can't come in by the bureaucrat, probably 35 minutes.
Wow.
Later, on
a
plane.
I mean, did they actually have a
plane? Country.
Did you get on the same plane that brought
no.
you there?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't answer that. It wasn't the same flight number.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that it was not the same plane, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, it would be a different flight number, so I would
It assume. Wasn't the same crew.
Well, they probably switched crews because of the
I don't business. Have any answers for you. I can't go any further. More or less, I can tell you they went through my luggage, of course, found nothing. Then they sent me through with my big bag, you know, my checked bag, through the regular airport. So then they had to go through their version of the TSA, which, of course, they took all my liquids. Now, I had, you're from New Hampshire. You carry maple syrup when you go visit people. So
okay,
I had
yeah.
a quart of maple syrup for Roger Veer that I was going to give him. And it was in my checked bag, which should have made it fine, except they made me take my checked bag through the airport and then drop it off at the breezeway thing so that they could then check it. So they took all my liquids, which includes some shaving cream. I could live without that, but I'm a little miffed about the maple syrup, I must say.
Huh.
Japan, you owe me a quart of maple syrup. You and your officious little bureaucrats. I know they took it home. I hope it wasn't wasted. For God's sake, you mentioned destroying a, organic, premium bottle of a quart of maple syrup.
It probably was destroyed.
Oh, God.
It probably was. They do that. They do. They destroy a lot of, goods that just get seized.
Well, it'd be a terrible waste, but nonetheless. So, yeah, then they popped me on the plane, and off I went. That flight was a bit longer. I had to go L.A. to Salt Lake, I think, and then Salt Lake to Logan. Anyway, in travel time, from leaving here, the studio, at 2 o'clock in the morning is when Ian and I left. I basically slept on the couch for a couple of hours, caught some Z's before I left on the trip, to getting back when my wife picked me up at Logan. We finally arrived back at my at home at 2 o'clock in the morning again. So it was 48 hours of just being on a plane or going through an airport or something, and it was pretty awful all in all. But I was expecting an awful flight. That's kind of how it is when you go to, halfway around the world and back. But I wasn't expecting to come back in so quickly.
Yeah, so soon.
I was expecting a little bit of a respite in between and to get to see, one of the most famous cities in the world. But instead, they decided to kick me out. I wish I'd have known, but I probably wouldn't have listened anyway because I wouldn't have believed that they had some kind of computer system that would have let them know that somebody got a conviction when they were under the age of 18 30 years ago and that they were going to make a big deal about it.
I have to wonder if this was specifically as a result of other publicity that has occurred in the last 20 years and not as a result of a computer record.
Some would because, question it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we've got other people that we know in Japan, I won't name, but who have felony records, and they are in Japan. It kind of begs the question of, well, how come they are in or they were able to get into Japan, but you were not?
I don't have any answers. I couldn't say. All I can do is report what was said, and they pretty clearly knew that I had a, you know, some kind of conviction, and they were going to find out. They were going to have me say it, more or less. And
I wonder if you had said no,
I refuse.
Yeah, they would have also rejected you, because if it was something on the internet as opposed to an official record, it would have made a difference.
If I would have said just, I don't have to answer the question in any manner different than I have answered it.
Either answering no or simply not answering.
Right. Just sitting there and refusing to answer.
Yeah.
I don't think, so when you're, you know, sitting there at customs or immigration or whatever in a foreign country, you really don't have the right to remain silent.
I don't think you have an ability to remain silent.
You have the ability to remain silent.
Well, I mean, let's put it this way. They're going to do bad things to you, potentially.
Right. The worst thing they could have done was refuse me entry, though.
I don't think that was the worst thing they could do. From what I was reading, there's like a 30-day penalty, potentially, for trying to enter the country with a record, a felony record,
okay,
from what I understand. I think they could have actually held you for 30 days before, basically.
Frankly, I think that would have been better. If you could imagine the kind of stink that would have arisen from Free Talk Live, the way that we would have just kicked up dust if they would have thrown me in jail for 30 days. I think that would have been the best possible scenario. At this point, all they're getting is going to get like a half an hour of me on the air complaining that I got kicked out of Japan. But, man, oh, man, if they'd have thrown me in jail for 30 days?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would have been fun.
You know, sometimes I also have to wonder if that also was to your advantage, being a talk show host and not wanting to get negative publicity, because that is something that could also have benefited you in some way.
They didn't mention it. They didn't mention, like, the only part of my past they wanted to talk about was a conviction. They didn't want to talk about what I had done with my life after that. You know, the bureaucrat basically said that I'm a good man. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I'm a good man. I appreciate that. As though I needed his, his chop in any way. But other than that, that was it. You know, the fact that I'm firefighter, politician, talk show host, am credited by my fire chief with saving people's lives.
Yeah.
I mean, none of this stuff is consequential. So
nope, that's the system. It's messed up. It's unfair. It's just absolutely insane. It's contradictory. I also have to wonder. Now, they also pulled Ian out, but they actually let him through. And I was actually kind of half expecting them to deny him entry as well.
Yeah.
Because he does have a criminal record.
But it's a misdemeanor.
That's right.
Yeah.
But even a $50 pot fine will get you rejected from Japan. So now I am guessing that there was no actual any kind of drug-related convictions in his.
What the bureaucrat told me was that if you do more than 1 year, you're going to be refused. If you do less, then you won't be.
Okay. Because I think there was two separate, from what I was reading, I think there were two separate situations. There's the do more than a year situation, and then there's also the drug, a separate thing for drugs. And any kind of drug conviction.
I don't know that Ian has a drug conviction.
Yeah, no, I don't know that Ian has any kind of drug conviction either. I don't think he does either. So I'm guessing that's why he was allowed in. But,
well, either way, your thoughts on it, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE as in Free Talk Live.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats subpoenaed Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and the IRS Commissioner on Friday for President Donald Trump's tax returns. Mnuchin earlier this week rejected House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal's request for the returns. President Trump says he's in no hurry to strike a trade deal with China after U.S. tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods go from 10 to 25%. Republican Senator Martha McSally tells ABC 15 in Arizona something had to be done.
We need to crank up the pressure and have a breakthrough because we can't have this hurt Americans while they're working through the negotiations. But for decades, they've been cheating and it's been hurting Americans and it is a national security issue. So hopefully we can get a breakthrough soon so it's better for America and Arizona.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says he has authorized over $1.5 billion to help build more than 80 miles of more border walls. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase. Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. It is Mark with you.
And Chris.
And actually, Michael Hampton has been doing some research here, clicking and clacking in the background, and apparently has found some things out about Japan adding a new electronic database here.
There is a, yes, this is Michael Hampton. There is a new data sharing agreement that just went into effect in January between the U.S. and Japan to share criminal records and fingerprint information. So
that's probably how I got,
that's
huh?
Probably how you got. So apparently Japan fingerprints everybody who comes into the country.
I see.
Right when you
get
there, they take your picture, they scan your fingerprints.
Yes, they do.
And then they stick your passport on their little reader, and then all that, if you're an American, all that information gets sent back to the U.S., and if you're in the FBI's NCIC or III or whatever government databases, that criminal record comes right back.
You know, I have to wonder if you were, you know, I wonder if they violated their own rules, basically, in a situation.
How so?
If that is the case. I mean, as a useful offender.
By the way, Ian has called into the Discord line, so I'm just going to go ahead and bring him on here, and we'll have a four-way, or whatever that might be worth. Ian, you there? Let me try this button. Ian, you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Sorry. Button, right. Like they've changed up a little bit. Apparently, did you hear the part about Japan adding a new system where they liaison with the United States' criminal background checks?
I mean, I don't know how new it is, but yeah, I mean, that's obviously what
January.
They're doing.
Yeah, they just started that in January.
Delightful, huh?
Oh, good timing.
Yeah, I got in the first half year, just under the wire.
Yeah.
To be one of the noobs caught in. You were saying, Chris, I'm sorry.
What was I saying?
I don't know. Either way, Ian, what were your take on the whole the process there? I mean, do you think there was anything I could have done to have not?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
No, I mean, you tried to BS them by not claiming that you had a conviction. They obviously found out you did.
Well, and I kind of have a legal standing to do that as a youthful offender, but go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, like the guy said, he didn't deport you, which probably means some time in a jail cell before you leave.
Apparently that was an option.
Mm. Yeah, probably could have been worse.
Yeah. Didn't you read something about 30 days, Ian?
I think it was 23 or something like that. Okay. Yeah, there was a few weeks that could have been spent inside a jail cell. And that's the same thing is true in Canada. When I went to, when we did our little event back in like 2015 at Portfest, and everybody drove up to the border and they said, nope, you can't come in to me. They said, if you try to come back, then we will charge you with a felony and you will go to jail. So, you know, they can do that sort of thing if they want.
Well, when I was kicked out of Canada, they took me to jail for the night, and the magistrate kicked me out of the country officially in the morning, and that meant that, you know, like this was different in Japan, where I was just denied entry.
Mm.
So,
right.
I consider
what it probably could have been like in Japan had they wanted to go through that process with you.
Don't you think it would have been good for Free Talk Live for that to occur?
Yeah, that's a good argument for that. So what I met with Roger Veer yesterday from Bitcoin.com.
Right. So this is what I was most excited about going to Japan for, was going to the Bitcoin.com new offices and seeing everything there and watching how everything worked. But go ahead.
Yeah, and that was cool, and I'll probably go back there today because I don't know what else to do. you know, as you know, he is a felon for, I think the charge was something like illegal possession of fireworks or something like that.
There's yeah, he's basically
really
made a political prisoner by the United States government because an FBI agent had a vendetta against Roger because Roger was running against his father in an assemblyman race out in California. Roger's the only person in U.S. history to have ever been convicted under this charge. And
what
he was doing was he was selling rat traps that had little one, like M80s in them. They're for like, you know, agricultural rat traps. You put them out outside, and if the rat gets in there, bang, you know, like blows his little head off or whatever. And they're very effective, and that's why they have them. But it's hard to kill rats, and you don't want to leave them out in the field with, you know, the you know, standard indoor rat traps and that kind of thing. They put him in jail over rat traps.
Wow.
Yeah. But the key is, even though it was a felony, his sentence was less than a year.
I see.
So that's the reason why he is allowed into the country, even though he told me that for 10 years, because he's lived here for more than a decade, for 10 years, every time he came back in, they'd keep putting him in that room that we were in, you know, and he'd have to go through that process every single time. And then eventually, after about a decade of doing that, they finally just started letting him in without putting him in the room. But it was because of the less than a year sentence in his case. That's why he's able to get in as a felon. If you were to spend more than a year, then you don't get into Japan.
Well, that's the problem is I didn't get to see what they had in their database and what they didn't. So, you know, if they would have, I just didn't have, what to answer or whatnot.
I know what I was thinking before. You know, it actually begs a question because he was a youthful offender. And his record was supposedly sealed, whether or not the United States was actually violating its own laws. Were they allowed to share that information? Now, they may have been allowed to share information on adults, but they may not have been allowed to share information. And I suspect there could be some sort of, you know, issue there in their system that it's, you know, there may be a lawsuit of some
Let's
kind.
Let's sue somebody.
I mean, I'm not saying to sue them. I mean, I don't think it's probably worth their time and effort, but
I wouldn't know how to go about it.
Yeah, and that's also an issue of, you know, governments tend not to allow or accept liability, basically,
right,
for themselves.
Well, Florida would have sent your record to the feds way back when, and the feds sent it to Japan 2 days ago. So,
but if it was supposed to be sealed,
then
it wasn't.
Florida never told the feds to get rid of that record.
As I understand it, the record of the arrest and the conviction exist, but the record of the amount of time that I did does not.
Hmm.
So when Canada had this sharing situation and the bureaucrats were confused as to why I did so little time. They only knew that I did a year and a half in the adult prison, not any of the time in the youthful offender prison.
Okay.
So
that's interesting.
The year and a half would have still been in excess of the amount of time that Japan would accept. But
that seems weird that would be reported at all, considering that you were still a youth when
I don't know that I was at that point. At that point, the Florida Department of Corrections had reclassified me as an adult to send me to an adult prison. Otherwise, they would have been a violation of their own laws.
It just seems very bizarre.
Sorry, they do what they want.
The system is not sane.
Ian, tell me about the Bitcoin.com studios before I get rid of you.
They're essentially just what you might expect. It's part of an office. They've got about eight people working around the table with big computer monitors and programmers working on all kinds of projects, some of which I can tell you about, some of which I can't. But they're very, very. There's some really cool stuff going on with Bitcoin Cash right now. They just got this token system going. You know how the Ethereum crypto has had tokens for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have ever tried to use them, but it's like super confusing where if you ever try to like send the tokens to somebody, it's like, well, you got to include an amount of gas. What's gas? Well, it's a fee. Well, how much do I send? Well, you got to figure that out somehow. Just try to send it.
Yeah,
it doesn't work.
I never could figure out how much gas to send or that. And I didn't have any Ethereum anyway because I traded it all for another crypto. So I didn't know you had to have some left over in order to spend these tokens.
Here it's just the tokens get sent with Bitcoin Cash and, a very small amount of Bitcoin Cash. And so there's some deals they're working with some major companies, including one of the biggest Japanese airlines and a point of sale system down in Australia.
Right. I mean, at this point, Bitcoin Cash is you can spend Bitcoin Cash in more locations in Japan than you can Bitcoin. And although transactions are higher on the Bitcoin network, I'll bet you transactions that have to do with purchases are higher on the Bitcoin Cash network. So purchases like in real life.
No best.
Good question. I bet you're right about that, especially as we've seen folks over at AnyPay.Global. They added Bitcoin Cash last year. And, so now there's actually a Bitcoin Cash Back. We've talked about Cash Back before. Roger and Bitcoin.com did a deal with AnyPay to do Bitcoin Cash Back. So now whenever you go to an AnyPay.Global merchant.
Ian, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the five best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. No contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
All month, you can earn 15% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
15% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid 5519 to 6119. Visit staples.com/15 and rewards for details.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Michael.
And Chris.
Yeah, Michael's sitting in here. He had a few things to report about the last topic here. And, you know, welcome. Michael, you're welcome to stay as long as you like this evening. It's up to you. You don't have to stay the whole show. Just
no obligations.
Chiming in there.
Came in to drop a little information on you. No big deal.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I have heard that calcium cures cancer.
You've heard that, all right?
Yeah. You know what else cures? Or I'm sorry, not cures. You want to know what else kills cancer? Mercury. Just ingest a little bit of that, and you'll be good. It'll kill your cancer.
Hey. You need to really qualify that statement very quickly.
It'll kill your cancer and you.
Yeah, right. It'll solve your problem very quickly. Your problem solved.
Right.
Well, the calcium, you know, I want all the people that have cancer to try this out. You know, people that are listening to...
Are you talking about like calcium pills?
Well, I mean, there's many different types of calcium. Calcium pill.
Yeah.
But, whatever works best. So my thing is that why don't you try the dosages 1,500 milligrams per day, and I want the listeners with cancer to call back.
How many days?
Does anybody know how much calcium that is? Like, is that?
I don't know. I don't have any
I've
idea.
I've got no idea either.
You're just taking the word of somebody who's called in on a radio show at this point. I mean, I don't know what the cost is in so much as what would be the health. If it's $10 for a bottle of for two bottles of calcium and you take all of them and your cancer's cured, that's a cheap solution. However, the chances of it happening seem low to me. I can't imagine that this easy cure is just lying out there.
That's why I want the cancer patients that are listening to try this out for a whole year, 1,500 milligrams.
Wow.
No, every day. I mean, for a whole year or 6 months, a long time. You know, like, let's say for 6 months to a year. And let me know if your cancer has, decreased.
How are they going to let you know you don't listen?
Well, I do listen when I'm on hold. I do listen when you're on the radio.
All right.
You know,
well, if somebody calls in and tells me, I'll let you know, okay?
No, I mean, but the chemistry, there is, like, actual chemistry behind this.
I thought, like, some of calcium pills were just, like, ground-up oyster shells. Like, your body can't even process them.
Well, you know what? You have to take the ones with no fillers. I was told about the fillers that are concrete or whatever, the thing is that it actually gives you kidney stones. So you have to be careful with a calcium source. So, but the thing is, the idea, the science behind it is that calcium is alkaline. An alkaline drives the acid out of our body. And when the acid is driven out, what comes in is oxygen. So oxygen in our tissue, it kills the cancer cells.
Sarah, what is your source for this information?
Well, Mr. Barefoot, he has a master's degree in biochemistry. So he has a good degree, and he was on television, and he wrote a book also. So that's where I heard this from. So this is like very much like chemistry. So I think, like cabbage, I was told that it's alkaline. So a lot of
is there some sort of peer-reviewed study that you've got, or are you just talking about some quack doctor out there that is, you know, supposedly...
Well, he's actually not a doctor. You know, he was actually selling coral calcium, and that's what I take. I take coral calcium, coral calcium from Okinawa. And, but I heard his commercials...
Because the coral in the United States isn't good enough.
Right.
Sarah, I do appreciate the
call. Coral calcium has a very similar constitution to the human skeleton.
Rocks.
You know, their composition.
Appreciate the call. I don't think, in the case of many of these supplements, right? Like, I take plenty of supplements daily.
Yeah.
The issue with taking them is that, not that I think that every supplement I take works or does something, because I don't. I believe that somewhere around half of these supplements don't. I did, however, one time see my wife give my cat bovine liver extract, and to... Sure, his little, he had this kind of skin condition on his back, like near his butt. And sure enough, it cleared up. That cat had had that condition for years. And in conjunction with this bovine liver extract that she gave, and he loved it. He would eat this stuff right up. It's basically was liver pate, and it was, you know, something, some kind of, I don't know, whatever. It was, some company made it, and he loved it, and he would eat it. And within 2 weeks, his skin condition was cleared. So it's not that every supplement I believe to be, you know, just bull. I think you have to, you know, if you try some things and they work for you, fine. But when you're just taking things based on faith, well, you're just taking them based on faith, and who knows if they're going to do anything. If it's a life extension pill, how do you compare and contrast? There's no control group for your life.
Mm.
You know, you can't say whether or not the taking of this pill extended your life by 20 days, 20 minutes, 20 hours. You know, you don't know anything.
Or didn't it at all.
Did nothing.
And also one of the problems with that is even if it would extend your life, if there's some other condition that you die of, it's not going to extend your life at that point, right?
Yeah, it doesn't do you any good if you die in a car accident.
Right.
These things are all true.
Yeah, it might extend your life if you don't have anything else that comes up that kills you.
Right. I don't. As far as the supplement industry in the United States is robust.
Oh, yeah.
And lots of people take them. And there's been some studies that have come out recently that basically say that supplements generally do nothing for you.
Mm.
I don't argue with scientists when they say things. However, when I've had personal experience, like I have with Kat and a couple of other instances, I mean, the cat's the best one because you can say, hey, look, the cat is not experiencing the placebo effect.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because there's not necessarily any evidence of just because there's a lack of evidence doesn't necessarily mean that it's not going to have an effect. But
right.
The problem is you don't know. You have no idea. And somebody saying it, some random person saying it on the internet doesn't make it so. And people buy into that. So
agreed. But if I had cancer and somebody said, calcium, you know, mentioned calcium. I did a little bit of looking on the internet, and somebody says calcium. Oh, yeah, calcium will do something for you or whatever. Then I'm liable to take it. For instance, there's a drug called metformin. Are you familiar with it?
Metformin? Yeah,
I've heard of metformin. It. And there are, you know, some studies that indicate that this drug will not only take care of your diabetes, but extend life, too. And this is the closest thing we've got at this point to a study that says something extends life.
Isn't it also like an antidepressant, something like that?
I don't know. It hasn't changed anything for me. But when I was in Mexico, I loaded up on metformina. Metformina! And I've been taking it ever since. Have I lived longer? I don't know. How would I know?
It's working so far.
It's working. I am not dead.
Well, I mean, I think there's all sorts of things that can extend the life. Like, it'll increase your likelihood of living longer. I mean, if you really want to cut out all sorts of fats and things like that.
Oh, yeah. You just cut out calories. You cut calories down to
something like
1,700 a day.
Yeah, if you basically starve yourself, you will live longer.
And I had been adhering to this, what they call intermittent fasting, which is really just skipping breakfast. And the idea is that this somehow will extend your life to some extent. And let's hope it does. I don't know. Just, it's fine. Life isn't that bad just eating from noon till 8 p.m.
Yeah, I mean, my experience has been there's a little that you can do to really have much of an impact.
Mm-hmm.
I've realized that not your body actually seems to regulate itself, or the human body regulates itself fairly well. If you don't eat enough, you know, you'll gain weight. I'm sorry. If you don't eat enough and then you start eating again, you'll gain more weight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you eat too much, your body won't take on those extra calories necessarily. So, you know, fasting and then eating, it's actually counterproductive.
Well, if you're fasting for just a portion of the day, then actually it's supposed to help your metabolic rate. But this metabolism thing is the most elusive hair on the internet, right?
Like,
it is hard to nail this thing down. I think as all I do is I look at everything skeptically, but at the same time I realize, well, nothing ventured, nothing gained is the way I see it. As long as it's not a big loss. You know, when you're spending tens of thousands of dollars at some kind of foreign health clinic or something that's supposed to give you stem cells, that's when you got to be really skeptical.
Yeah.
The number, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.